1037thebuzz.com. And throw us a follow on Twitter for instant reaction at JustinAkre7 and PatBradley22. Now, back to Justin Akre and Pat Bradley.
I was told a million times of all the troubles in my way. Might you grow a little wiser, a little better every day? But if I crossed a million rivers and I rode a million miles, then I'd still be where I started, red and butter for a smile. I sold a million mirrors in a shopping alleyway, but I never saw my face in any window.
There you are. Hey, buddy. I thought you abandoned us. Hey, Matty T, answer me this.
He got a better offer.
Riddle me this, Matty T. That's okay. Are you there?
I'm here.
Hey, buddy. Okay, James, feel free to answer this. What do you find more annoying, to be caught up in a reply all group email or a group text where you can't, I mean, because I don't know how to escape either one.
The text is worse because I've been caught in those where they're replying at like 2 o'clock in the morning and my phone keeps going off. So absolutely the text, because I don't know how to get out of it.
See, that's why, I put my phone on silent at night, but I do hate it when it happens in the middle of the day because it keeps popping up. Then I got to look away from what I'm doing. I'm like, I'm trying to be Pat in a game of pool here. Leave me alone. And so and then here's the thing that sucks is if you send a text, everybody go, hey, guys, sorry, I'm in the middle of, like the other day it happened to me when I was at dinner, and I was out with my wife, and I kept getting text after text after text after text. It was like Roger and Basil and a couple other guys talking, but just something stupid.
I mean, I wasn't on the text.
It was something dumb. It was about the draft. Anyway,
it
was like Michael Sam's story. I don't know. Anyway, so I'm like, hey, not to be a jerk, but do you mind if you guys would start a new chain? Because I'm trying to have dinner, and you guys are distracting me, and I'm keeping my phone on because, you know, in case my kids needed me because they were at home while we were at dinner. And so, because I don't take them in public because they're like zoo animals. So I get this. You automatically get this. Oh, Mr. Uppity. Oh, Mr. Cool doesn't want to be bothered by his coworkers. Sorry we included you. Sorry we thought you might want to be one of us. You're too good for us.
And then you answer, yes, I am.
But it's like, I said, I don't want to be a jerk, but. And I explained why, and yet I still get that. I mean, really,
James. Listen, it's part of life. You've got to be able to. Listen, it's your right if you don't. If it's bothering you, sometimes those guys are just laying on the couch and they're doing that. But if you so choose to be pulled off those text messages, you got to understand it comes at ridicule.
Well,
that's life.
I will give a tip of the cap. There's a gentleman that wants a pool table and a piece of pizza. I can see it in his eyes.
I'm feeling pizza more than pool table.
Okay, well, whatever. Okay, so I got to give a tip of the cap to Mark Zuckerberg, though. One of the things Facebook does is leave a conversation. You can leave a conversation. I like that. Two things I wish iPhone, Apple would get together. Two things, Apple. I only ask for two. One, give me a function where I can leave a text chain. Numero uno. Numero two. Dos. I want a mark on red function for my text. Because if you send me a very important business text, which I would prefer it if you would email me so I have a record of it. That's what I always tell you. Email me so I don't forget. Email me so I don't forget.
Now you can forward text messages to your email.
I can do that too, but I don't want to have to do that. I like the mark on red better.
Sorry.
Because that's what they had. BlackBerry had that. BlackBerry. Come on. It's like a
BlackBerry is a much better business phone than the iPhone.
But iPhone could add that like this. That quick.
Yeah, they can do anything.
Mark on red. I need it. I love that function because then I remember to go back and go, oh, I have a new text message. Oh, that's the one I got to reply to, dum-dum. You marked it on red because you have to have some sort of action that comes to that, and you don't forget it that way.
You know what?
I'm frustrated by a lot of things.
How about we all get over it? Big deal, you're on a chain email. You know what? Things could be worse. You could not have an email. You could not have a job. You could not have a phone.
Roger's still sending me ugly, mean texts because I wanted out of that thing.
Roger, forget about Justin. Don't be his friend anymore. Send me all the text messages.
I did do, though, just to sort of terrorize those who hate being in the chain emails because I got caught up in one with a sales team just a little bit ago. I kept hitting reply all, and I put no text in the body of the return email, and that really frustrates people. I will give Marnie Sharp of our staff, though, a little credit. She did catch on to my little ploy. I'm a sick animal. I love it.
She did?
Yeah, irritated Ralph, though, unfortunately. Sorry, Ralph. Cliff and Little Rock on the Keithley Service coming live fan feedback. I loathe golf, he says, and I know the diameter of the hole is 4.25 inches, Pat. You know about that as well. Golf, only thing worse than the NBA. Cliff, not a big fan of our show this week, apparently. Pat, show me how big is 4.25?
About that big.
It's move on. Kevin Little Rock, extrapolation. Justin's on the board. Score, Bradley 6, Acree 1. What were your other words?
Pantheon. Mm-hmm. Facetious.
Oh, that's a good one.
I don't know. Matty T, can you pull the tape?
Sammy Swanson has a great point on Twitter. He says, if you're going to get out of those messages, you need to say with all due respect. If you do, anything you say after that's forgiven. It's in the Geneva Convention. That's an excellent point, Sammy. I don't know why I didn't think of that.
How about everybody get over themselves?
You know what? Good point. Okay, so here's a Prokhorov story.
Okay, let me hear this.
As I was telling James in the break, Mikhail Prokhorov don't give a beep. And you knew that anyway.
Not only is he a billionaire, he's a Russian billionaire.
He's so rich. He's the only guy that Putin fears.
Yeah, that could be true. Yep.
It's like a running joke. Mikhail Prokhorov is so rich that, you know what I'm saying?
And then fill in the blank.
He wipes with $100 ruble or 100 rubles. I don't know. Okay, the Brooklyn game, I don't know what that is, points to a Forbes article on some of the richest housing properties in the world. Prokhorov was interested a few years ago in purchasing the second most expensive mansion on earth.
Oh, man.
But he backed out. So guess what happens when you back out of a business deal when you're well on your way? What do you have to do? You have to put down a deposit.
Yeah.
He backed out. Guess what you lose?
The deposit.
That's exactly right. In this particular case, it was Lily Safra's Villa Leopolda in Villefranche-sur-Mer, France. I think I pronounced that pretty close.
Oh, that was perfect.
That was my first crack ever at Villefranche-sur-Mer, France. I don't really like towns that have two dashes in the name, but that's me.
That's real highfalutin.
It's got caviar, champagne, and pinkies out everywhere.
Yeah. Extra dashes in the name.
The estate is reportedly one of several waterside homes that King Leopold II of Belgium built for his many mistresses. He says, hey,
he kept
honey.
Them all in one. He kept all his mistresses in one place?
No, he had different places around.
Oh, okay.
He's like, hey, honey, you're a good mistress. Here's a castle. Have a nice day. I'll be back later.
See you in about 6 months.
Eat all the waffles you want. I'm Belgian, you know. Set on 20 acres, the massive home was valued at 500 million euros. Quick, Pat, how much is that in cash?
Woo, well, we're getting probably about
$750 million.
Is it 2-1 now?
When Prokhorov tried to buy it in 2008, he eventually backed out of the deal. He lost his deposit on the home, which was $68 million.
Dollars or euros?
Dollars. 50 million euro, $68 million. He's so rich, he said, you know what? Keep the 70 mil. I don't need it.
And how much was the... Was the
comrade.
Was the, how much was the...
House?
House.
700 million. 750 million. And he gave him basically 10%, almost 10%.
Dollar. Yeah. Home.
He said, keep the 70 mil, I don't need it. I got 70 million coming into my big door over here.
In unrelated mansion news, did you see the Scarface mansion is up for sale?
Yeah. Talked about it yesterday.
Not quite as much money, though.
Pat, could you please read for Matty T, E-P-I-T-O-M-E? He wants you to add that to your vocabulary.
Epitome?
Epitome.
That's it. You got it.
Well, he's not a supermodel married to Richard Gere. I mean, he knows it's not epitome. So
there was one guy we had in studio one day. I'll just say his initials are RJ, and that's how he pronounced it.
You know what? That's not a word you see very often, though, in RJ's defense. And he's never been to New Orleans. So.
I will have you this. I will challenge anybody to a trivia, spelling bee, you name it. Let's call it a mental game. We're here with the family games. Games of skill.
Yes.
I will challenge to the games of mental, okay?
Okay.
I will make you twisted like a mental midget.
James, Pat was wondering. He asked me a minute ago, and I wanted to follow up because I guess he forgot to ask. He sees all the pool tables, the dartboards. He's got the foosball table down. You got the shuffleboard right here next to us.
There's the pizza table over there.
You got air hockey. I mean, you got a poker table.
I see. My man's getting that pizza table.
You even got a Yankees fan. What he wanted to know, where do you keep the Russian roulette?
Because
he wanted to get a couple of those.
That's
to go.
That's lowbrow comedy. You're better than that.
Not that much better than that. So, all out of those?
Yeah, that's in the back room.
Sorry, bro.
In the back room.
Yeah. Could you stand on the plastic, please?
Yes.
That'd be fine. Thank you very much. Scarface, best movie of all time? Pat says yes. Matty T hates the music. Brian De Palma's
really?
Way too weird for my own. Yes, we talked about this yesterday. Brian
the
De Palma.
Music is like classic.
No, it's so annoying.
Take it to the limit.
No. Yes, it's so bad, dude. The music,
it's great.
Go, if you listen to the soundtrack,
I have the soundtrack.
Scarface is the
Sergio
worst.
Sergio Mendes. Marauder.
Sergio Mendes.
Marauder. Not Sergio Mendes. That's Mendes? An actual singer.
Yeah.
Sergio Marauder is the producer.
Oh, sorry, Mr. Sergio. You know Sergio?
Yeah. I don't know. I think I'll take Goodfellas over Scarface.
I agree.
Just me.
Any day of the week.
I had a. You remember the scene in speaking of Goodfellas, the scene in Goodfellas when they're in there with the old maid guy, and he gets on to Tommy
Shine Box.
Yeah, he says, if I want to disrespect him, I tell him to go get his
Billy
shine
Bats.
Yeah, Billy Bats. He says, now go get your blanket Shine Box. You son of a! I'll be back. That was me and RJ yesterday. RJ, I wasn't go even nearly as disrespectful as Billy Bats was, but RJ went all he went Tommy on me yesterday. Verbal little Tommy Joe Pesci. Shinebox Tommy.
He tried
crazy.
To get you and juggle you with a pen?
And the best part of that whole scene is, though, De Niro going, hey, disrespect him a little bit. A little bit. Disrespect him a little bit. Yeah, a little bit. Yeah, you did.
I thought you says I was okay, Spider.
No, you ain't okay, Spider.
I thought you says that you said I was okay, Spider.
Here's what would be funny
to me. The thing is that Billy had just gotten out of prison, and he was trying to have his own little party there, you know, with a couple of balloons, you know. And
yeah, what are you doing here, loser? Nobody invited you. Get out of here.
No, it was their bar, first of all.
Right.
Yeah.
Well, it's Billy Bats doing there. Get out, Billy Bats.
No, because he just got out of the pen, and he was trying to have a couple of drinks with a couple of guys he thought was his buddies.
Well, yeah, but you don't talk down to your buddies when you just get out of the joint.
All of a sudden, they're getting fresh.
It was his bar.
Yeah. You know what? I would like to go back in time and watch all of that again and see if Spider ever served them any tequila, because now you know he's the pitch man for Cuervo 1800.
Cuervo. Sure he is.
Yeah.
You can pour it into
my bottle just poured me a shot. Can you tequila do that?
Here's some into break music for Pat.
That's it,
take
boy.
It to the limit.
Limit.
This was also in The Karate Kid, I think. This Montage. Is the worst soundtrack.
It's the best soundtrack
The
ever.
Music in there is so
great.
Bizarre. And every time he looks at Gina, Gina, I want to kiss you so badly, which my sister I know is frowned upon. The music got weird. Oh, my God, Gina. If Manolo ever touches you, I'm going to kill it. Gina! Isn't this what you want, Tony? Weird music in the background. Tony, some guys are coming to kill us all. Make sure you get the rest of that cocaine up before they get here. I mean, goodness. It's just the music was terrible.
It was 1980. Give it a break.
Bro, I saw a lot of movies in the 80s. Every Brian De Palma movie has terrible music.
This
Sorry.
Is great. This is a great soundtrack. Go ahead, Matty.
Brian De Palma's like tone deaf, I think.
He take it to the limit.
Nobody. I mean, it's like a guy who is a painter cooking you dinner has no idea how to cook.
You could imagine.
It's like you're a great artist, but you have no idea what you're doing in here.
Listen to this music and imagine yourself with a mound of cocaine.
He made you
in South Beach.
A meatball and peanut butter sandwich. Does that sound good? Yeah. Thanks a lot, Brian De Palma. That sounds awesome. The music is. I mean, it sounds like a Jane Fonda workout video.
That's what they did in the '80s.
It's so bad.
They did.
It's all the awkward instrumental stuff underneath his lusting after his sister scenes that weird me out.
Maybe you're the only perverted mind that saw that.
Did you notice at the end of the movie when she stripped down naked and asked Tony, is this what you want?
Yeah, she goes,
she
what?
Knew all along that
she
Tony
said,
wanted her.
Gina? No, he didn't
he
want
did.
It. He was too overprotective.
No, he wanted her.
Proving a point.
And he wanted her and he didn't want anybody else to have her. And because you know
maybe
why?
Maybe he didn't want anyone else to have her, but he didn't want
you know
to
why he loved her, unlike his actual
Although,
wife?
I will say this.
Because his wife's body was so polluted, you can't even make a baby.
I will say this, though. There are some strange things going on.
Yeah, Brian De Palma music, and the fact that Tony wanted to hook up with his sister.
He didn't want to hook up with her. He just didn't want anyone
Back
else to disrespect
James.
Her.
Was that lost on you?
No, you can see it.
Okay, sorry,
no,
Pat.
James.
That's absolutely the case.
Thank you. Sorry, Pat, you're outvoted.
Listen,
that doesn't make us right. It just means you're outvoted 3-1.
Just because you guys can't watch basketball and break it down like I can, and obviously you can't watch movies and break it down as intellectually as I can, that's okay. I'll be at the Little Rock Film Festival this weekend.
Raj tells me that Trish made us listen to this soundtrack on repeat while he was purse shopping. I don't know who was purse shopping. I don't get that. Ethan says, like Basil cooking you dinner. He does great creating football awards, but eats green beans out of a can.
Manny T, do we have any more from the soundtrack?
Oh, I was just going to start it over again. It's so great.
Put it up a little bit.
Oh, man.
Take it to the limit.
Please shoot me in my eardrums. I cannot stand Brian De Palma's music selection.
What are we talking about? This was Tony Montana's That's what he lived by. Take it to the limit.
Yeah, he sure did. My pile of cocaine is bigger than your pile of cocaine.
Listen, we got the same stuff from Rocky.
I sure hope all my henchmen keep an eye out for those guys breaking in here, because I'm going to do
70s
all
this. 70s and 80s, I guess.
You know, it's a good thing that he was shot dead, because that cocaine would have definitely blew his heart up. He went out the easy way. Can we get Lee in here quickly? Matt, that's enough, please. I'm gonna tear my eardrums out. What do you got, Lee?
Best song
hey, how you doing?
Played on air.
Better now that the music's off.
Hey, how you doing?
I'm fine. What's up?
Hey, doing good. Do you remember a Arkansas Razorback basketball player poster that it said it pointed to all these parts of the player as kind of a cartoon picture?
Yeah, we have it in our studio, as a matter of fact.
Yeah,
the ultimate Razorback, and it's Pat Bradley's shooting elbow, I believe, or something.
Oh, I thought it was his left eye.
Yeah, maybe it is his left
eye.
That's
right. Yeah, he Lopez.
That's right. Yeah, he stood in TLC after she died. God rest her soul.
Yeah, that was really freaky deal, though.
But just want to let you know, you're still famous in a donut shop in Springdale, Arkansas. I saw it recently. So,
Give me the name. I'll go up there and I'll sign it right on the left eye.
What's the name of the shop?
Daylight Donuts, maybe. I think
Daylight. Okay, what's we'll that?
I like their donuts.
Yeah, very good. Go Hog.
Matty T, is there any donut place we could have said that anybody would say, gee, I hate their donuts?
That's a good point.
I mean, admittedly, all donuts are not created equal, but I've never come across a donut. I'm like, this one really sucks. I hate it.
They kind of taste more, you know, because they're a smaller business, you know.
Yeah.
I don't know what that has to do with
yeah,
it.
Yeah, well, yeah, I understand.
I'm trying
what you're
to
saying.
Just, yeah.
Yeah. Are you
trying to add something? And listen, it's cool.
Are you a puffed, cool. Like a puffed air donut, like a, what's the big
oh, yeah,
company?
Yeah,
Krispy Kreme, or do you like a cake donut?
Puffy.
Like Dunkin' Donut.
I like cake donut.
Yeah?
Oh, he's a dunker. I mean, that's a... You can't dunk a Krispy Kreme.
Oh, I'm a LeBron James of
You can dunk a Dunkin' Donuts donut, or you can eat it like a regular donut.
Well, that's
I don't
a,
like...
That's
yeah.
a good point. You're a big coffee drinker, so you probably like coffee
Oh, he loves
yourself.
The dunks.
James?
Well, I get filled with something. Gotta have some sort of filling
fine.
In there.
What do you like,
your coffee
jelly?
Or your donut?
Donut.
Okay. What you jelly? Cream? Chocolate? What's it going to be?
Jelly, typically.
Okay. You know what I hate is when I will say this. I'll eat it because I'm a man. But if I happen on a donut that's got, like, lemon filling in it, I'm disappointed. I'll finish it. I'm not a lemon fan. I don't like lemon dessert. I don't like lemon sweets. I've had a few things I like that are lemon desserts are okay. But I will say this. I'm not excited about it when I get it in the middle of a donut. It's very disappointing.
I'm like, oh, man.
It's like when you go through the whole box of candy, you know, and you eat the whole box in one sitting like we tend to do because we're men. And you get that one piece that's filled with, like, some weird spicy nougat or something goofy. It's like, who is the crackhead that got way out of the realm of normal candy making here? What are you doing?
You never know what you're going to get.
By the way, today's National Chocolate Chip Day. Favorite use of a chocolate chip? In a cookie, in ice cream, by themselves, in a cake. My wife makes a beautiful chocolate
like
chip bundt cake. It's outstanding.
Not the best guy to answer that. My mom was allergic to chocolate, so didn't have a whole lot growing up as a kid.
Why should you suffer?
Just never ate it.
Because she bought all the groceries.
Well, I'm not going to say anything bad about anybody's mother. What about you? Favorite chocolate chip? Chocolate chip ice cream? You know my sister's favorite thing is? Mint chocolate chip.
I don't believe it.
When's the last time you had mint chocolate chip ice cream?
That's I don't,
a pretty
I think
fine ice cream.
I don't believe it. I
swear to you, I call it right
liar.
Now.
I think you're a liar.
Matty T?
When was the last time I had it?
What's your favorite use of a chocolate chip on this National Chocolate Chip Day?
My favorite
on,
use for the chocolate chip is...
I broke my rib.
And please do not say to eat it off of a stripper's back, because I don't want to hear that. What do you got?
Geez,
oh,
guys.
No, her backside, Justin.
Oh!
Oh! No, I think I'm probably just an old school cookie kind of guy, you know?
Oh, yeah, you are. You're such a simpleton. It is 11:30. He's a rapper, too. Zika, 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 chocolate chip. We'll be back. That's your rap name, Matty T. DJ Chocolate Chip. We'll be back in just a moment at Jones Brothers Pool Tables. I don't even know what we're talking about. We do have entertainment coming up. Also, in the final hour, Matty T is going to give you something for McDonald's if you play birthday trivia. And that's it. I'm out of ideas. We'll be back.
My mom always said life was like a box of chocolates. You never know what you're going to get. No scrub, a scrub is a guy that can't get no love from me.
Hanging out the passenger side of his best friend's ride. Trying to... Willie D's in the River Market has its own pub.